Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, dear saints of God. Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Contending for the Faith with you-know-who, Moses Henry Jones. Well, listen, we are at the end of our journey when it comes to this series that I've been doing on Jensen Franklin. Today officially ends the teaching aspect of it. I'm going to do one more show. I'm going to do a summary show, and that'll make it 21 broadcasts that I did on this sermon series by Jensen Franklin. And the sermon that we have dissected, the sermon that we have forensically analyzed, is a sermon that he preached back in July 28th, 2019, called Jezebel's Children. And I've done 20 shows with today would be 20 teaching broadcasts. Well, like I said, we're at the end. This is the last pillar. We've looked at five faulty pillars of interpretation. Today we are going to knock down, and there's not much left to knock down. Honestly speaking, I've obliterated all five pillars. And if you had any doubt about pillar number five, today, just listen, it's a bazooka shot. It's like if I took a bazooka and I aimed it at this pillar and I blew it to smithereens. That's what I'm doing today. And so, Jensen Franklin's House of Cards has basically come tumbling down, as I told you, as I foretold that it would when we started this series back in December. Now, remember, Saints, this is a teaching series, and there were 20 shows that made up the teaching series. In all 20 shows, I used all 20 to knock down these five pillars. And if you happen to miss any of the shows, or if you didn't get the outlines, I would encourage you to email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. And I will send you an attachment with the email, with the corresponding email. When you open up the attachment, you will have all the outlines to all 20 shows. Again, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Well, look, I don't need to hide the fact that Jensen Franklin is hiding. We've been calling Jensen Franklin out since I first published the Spirit of Python trilogy. The Spirit of Python trilogy is a three-volume series of books that I wrote dismantling Jensen Franklin's thesis that Satan operates like a Python constrictor. Boy, I mean, that was one stupid notion that I just had fun. I wrote three books on it. A total of 30 chapters, three books. The first volume, volume one, Spirit of Python Dunce, that was 10 chapters. Spirit of Python Ignoramus, which is volume two, that was 11 chapters. And Spirit of Python Retard is, if I'm not mistaken, 10 chapters, a total of 30 chapters altogether. Over 750 footnotes, over 450 pages, and my brothers and sisters, what a delightful trilogy to read. You can also have that by emailing me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. So, look, Jensen Franklin is no stranger to our broadcast. We have been exposing him as a false teacher since forever. And today, I put the final nail in the proverbial coffin when it comes to his thesis called Jezebel's Children. Jezebel's Children. What a dopey sermon. What a moronic, idiotic sermon. Listen, if you want to know what stupid preaching sounds like, just listen to Jensen Franklin's sermon, Jezebel's Children. It is a great sampling of moronic preaching. This guy is clueless. He is a moron extraordinaire. And I don't use the word moron lightly. I don't use it lightly. Someone really has to be really, really, really stupid for me to label that person a moron. Well, another person that comes to mind when I think of moronic preachers is Jensen Franklin's spiritual twin in the pulpit, none other than Paula White Cain. That's another pulpit moron extraordinaire. Well, the number here is area code 516-418-5978. I'm still hoping that Jensen Franklin will call one day just to say hello and just so that we can broach the subject about me debating him at his church, but we know that's not happening. All right, Saints, this is pillar number five. We've had a great time looking at this whole sermon, and let me remind you that pillar number five goes something like this. And remember, these are five interpretation pillars. Jensen Franklin is teaching his church. It is upon these five interpretation pillars that his whole sermon stands. They are the foundation of his teaching. So I said to you, these five interpretation pillars are all faulty. they are false. The teaching of each one is erroneous, so that if I was able to prove that each one was erroneous, his sermon would collapse like a house of cards. And that's what we've been doing. So pillar number five reads like this. Jensen Franklin claims that the predominant evil spirit / demon waging war against the church in the last days will be the spirit of Jezebel, who will be accompanied and aided by her demonic children. That's pillar number five. Jensen Franklin claims that the predominant spirit, the predominant, what does the word predominant mean? It means the chief spirit, the principal spirit, the most important spirit, the primary spirit, the leading spirit, the foremost spirit, the number one evil spirit. That's what the word predominant means. He claims that the number one evil spirit coming against the church in the last days will be the spirit of Jezebel, and that she won't come alone, following her, accompanying her to also wreak havoc, will be her demonic children. Okay, well, listen. We know, and we covered this in broadcast number 234, which was part number 18. We covered the fact that Jensen Franklin has told us this lie before. This is the lie that he was peddling in 2019. In 2019, he said Jezebel, the spirit of Jezebel, will be the predominant spirit. Well, he peddled that lie before, because back in 2013, he was telling us that it was going to be the spirit of Python. The spirit of Jesus told him that in the last days, the church would be attacked, and that the predominant spirit attacking the church, the lead spirit, the number one demon attacking the church, would be the spirit of Python. So he pushed that lie in 2013, and now in 2019, just 6 years later, now he's changed his tune, and now it is the spirit of Jezebel that will be the predominant spirit. Well, listen, it's a lie. Both are lies. Both are lies. It's impossible for Jesus to have told him back in 2013 that the predominant spirit would be the spirit of Python, and it is impossible for Jesus to have told him in 2019 that the predominant evil spirit would be the spirit of Jezebel, because we know from Scripture, we know from Holy Ghost-inspired Scripture, that the predominant spirit from Genesis to Revelation that wars against God's people is Satan. Satan. So in broadcast number 18, part 18, we showed you how this was a lie. Then we played some audio for you. And he says, listen. Again, the predominant spirit is going to be the spirit of Jezebel. And because the seven churches are a prophetic picture of what the church is going to be like, each church is a prophetic age or prophetic phase of the church. You have seven churches, you have seven prophetic dispensations, and of course, Jezebel, the spirit of Jezebel, would be attacking us in the last days. Well, the problem with that claim, the problem with that, which is what I covered yesterday, is that in order for Jezebel to be the predominant spirit attacking the church, she would have had to have appeared in the letter, in the epistle to the church of Laodicea, which is the last epistle. The church of Laodicea is the present church age. Is the present church age, which means that Jezebel would have to be active now. She would have to be active now in the Laodicean church age if she is to be the predominant spirit attacking the church. But when does Jesus speak of Jezebel? Well, he speaks of her when he sends his epistle to the church of Thyatira. Well, the church of Thyatira represents the age of the papacy. And the age of the papacy began around the year 590 and ended with the Protestant Reformation in the year 1517. The year 590 to AD 1517 is nowhere near the end times, because after the Church of Thyatira, which represents the age of the papacy, then you have a letter Jesus sends to the Church of Smyrna. That period represents the Reformation age. Following the Church of Sardis comes the Church of Philadelphia, and that's the great missionary movement that came upon the churches from the year 1730 to the year 1900. And then now is the Laodicean church period, which started in the year 1900 and currently runs today. So for Jezebel to have been the predominant evil spirit, Jesus would have had to have mentioned her in the Laodicean church period, not in the period of the papacy, not in the Dark Ages. So again, he's wrong. And remember, it was Jensen Franklin who boxed himself in. It was Jensen Franklin who basically date-stamped his sermon when he said these seven churches represent seven predictive periods. When he said that, I knew I had him. I knew I caught him in another lie. I knew I had him. He was cooked right there. He was done for. I could have put the fork in him right there. He was done. Why? Because the Church of Thyatira represents the Dark Ages. And we left the Dark Ages long ago. Once the Reformation came, then we had a period in history called the Enlightenment period, and man has never looked back. Humanity has never looked back once the Reformation came. We're no longer in the Dark Ages, and that's basically when Jezebel, the woman Jezebel, which represents the Roman Catholic Church, that's when she was in her power, and no one did anything about it. The men in the church suffered this woman Jezebel to seduce God's people and to have them think sacrifice to idols. So that's the whole papacy age. And so, again, that proves that he was wrong. So notice, he lied to us in broadcast number 18, telling us that the predominant spirit was first the spirit of Python. Then he lied to us 6 years later and told us that the predominant spirit would be the spirit of Jezebel, which were both wrong. We know Jesus didn't tell him that, because Jesus doesn't peddle lies. And then I took you to the prophetic side, because remember, Jensen Franklin is reading out of the book of Revelation. He's reading out of the book of Revelation. In fact, let me play the little clip. I got three clips here I want to play on Jensen Franklin, just to remind you that it was Jensen Franklin who put himself in the time box when he made this statement, starting at 7 minutes and 22nd mark in his sermon, Jezebel's Children. Let's listen for only 18 seconds.
The first three chapters of the book of Revelation describe seven churches.
All right, so the first three chapters, he tells us, the first three chapters of Revelation describe seven churches, but he goes on to explain, describe them in what way?
And it is a picture, and it gives the characteristics of what the end time church is going to be like. Seven stages of Christianity.
Seven stages of Christianity. Seven stages, beginning with the apostolic church age. The church of Ephesus represents the apostolic church age, which started in the year 33 AD. or AD 33 on the day of Pentecost. So from Ephesus, you keep going down through seven prophetic stages until now we are in our period, because the end time church is represented by Laodicea. Not by Thyatira, but by Laodicea. Thyatira falls into the period of the Dark Ages. So if Jezebel is mentioned by Jesus during the Thyatiran church period, that is focusing on the age of the papacy. So when he says the predominant spirit would be Jezebel today, no, you're wrong. Because these are seven churches that predict seven stages of church history. Here it is again.
Seven prophetic churches. In most of those.
Seven prophetic churches. Now I want to rush over to the 10-minute mark. I don't want to play everything. Just want to go to 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes, and 10 minutes 38 seconds, and let's see by how close I can get. 10 minutes 38 seconds. 10 minutes. All right, I'm pretty close. I'll let you know when you need to perk your ears.
And if you feed them, shelter them, feed lust, shelter the characteristics that I'm about to give you concerning Jezebel, they will take over your mind, take over your heart, and destroy your life in every way.
Now listen closely now. We're going to listen closely for 32 seconds because, again, he's going to tell us who the predominant spirit is during the Laodicean church period.
Jezebel has children. He's warning us. Jesus himself is warning the end time church that the predominant spirit that will come to the end time church will be Jezebel, and she will have children alive, even though she's been dead for 18 years. She will have spiritual children, demonic spirits alive that will attack families, marriages, homes, men, women, and it's going to manifest in their minds and attack their minds and their hearts.
Well, that's impossible. One, Jezebel is not a spirit. She's a woman. That's number one. It's not a spirit. Okay? Now, we know that that's not the case because, again, Jesus makes the reference to the woman Jezebel in his epistle to the church of Thyatira. What does the church of Thyatira represent? She represents the dispensation of the church beginning at A.D. 590. That's when it starts, A.D. 590, and it goes to the year A.D. 1517 when Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the church door of the Wittenberg Castle Church. That's when it ended. That's the Church of Thyatira. That's it. After that, from that point on, once Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses on the door of Wittenberg Castle Church, men were no longer suffering that woman Jezebel, which is code for Rome. Which is code for Rome. That's what it's code for, saints. The Roman Catholic Church. So we know we're not living in the 1500s. No, this is 2020. So 2020 represents the Laodicean church period. Since Christ does not mention Jezebel during the Laodicean church period, we know that she cannot be present in whatever form, spirit, whatever. She cannot be influential during this time period. She's not. Even today, the Roman Catholic Church exists, but it's limping. Listen, the Roman Catholic Church is limping in America. Limping. Roman Catholic churches in America are empty. This is why the Roman Catholic Church wants a no-border policy. They want America to be flooded with immigrants because immigrants from Central and South America are very Roman Catholic. So in order for them to have a revival in their church here in America, you have to have an influx of people from Central and South America. That's part of the plan. But the church, the Roman Catholic Church, not only in America but across Europe, is limping. Now, it doesn't mean that it still doesn't have influence. The Pope doesn't. I'm not saying it. He doesn't. But it's not as influential because, remember, back in the 1500s, back in the Dark Ages, no emperor was made king unless the Pope approved of it. Now, the woman that you find in Revelation 17 and 18, that's the harlot church. That's the ecumenical church. And the ecumenical church is strong, not only because she has a Roman Catholic influence, but the ecumenical church is very, very strong because Rome understands that if you want to have a lot of people in your ranks, you're going to have to accept all these other religions. So Revelation 17 and 18 is the harlot church, which has much of Rome, but is not completely all Rome. It's a one world religion church, one world religion, and that's how the Roman Catholic Church gets kind of a resurgence. So notice, my dear brothers and sisters, Jensen Franklin is wrong. Jezebel, the spirit, first of all, there's no such thing as the spirit of Jezebel. No such thing. We proved this. Second of all, because Jesus mentions her during the Thyatiran church period and not the Laodicean church period, she cannot play a prominent role in the last days because she, listen, for her to be dominant in the last days, she has to be mentioned in the epistle to the Laodicean church, which she is not. If you notice, the Laodicean church is a prosperity gospel church. It's the church that says we're rich. We are in need of nothing. And Jesus says you're poor, you're naked, you're dumb, you're stupid, you're sick. And then Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. At this point in time, Jesus can't count on big preachers to bring. Jesus has to do one-on-one evangelism. Jesus has a little remnant church. That's the Laodicean church. A little remnant church where one by one, Jesus is bringing people back to himself. No more missionary movements. No big stadiums being, at least not by God's people. Apostate church has many events in huge stadiums, but not the Lord's church. Not the remnant church. We're underground. Okay, so here's another little clip by Jensen Franklin. Let's go to 1540. He's going to talk about, again, Jezebel being the predominant spirit. All right, here it is.
Jesus said the end time predominant spirit before modern technology. This was written thousands of years ago, and Jesus appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos, and he said, there's coming a spirit against the end time church, and I'm going to name it pornography.
And of course, he's saying it's pornography because that's one of Jezebel's children. If you listen to the sermon, pornography and lust, these are all the demonic. In other words, Jezebel gave birth to a little demon called pornography. He grows up, and now as a big demon, he gets to corrupt men's minds. That's the whole fable that this guy is pushing. So at this point in the sermon, at the 15-minute mark, he's pushing that one of Jezebel's children is pornography, and this is why she's coming with her horde of demonic children to wreak havoc against the church. Okay, so this is all end time stuff. Now let's get back to reality, because he's not dealing with reality, but we deal with reality here. Go to your outline. Go to page number 62. Let's go to page number 62. This is, you should have a green heading. You should have a green heading on top of page number 62. Page number 62. You should have a green heading. All right? And the broadcast number is 236. This broadcast is this particular show here is part 20 in this series. Part 20, I've done 19 previous shows in order to dissect and analyze Jensen Franklin's idiotic sermon, Jezebel's Children. Okay, so now, today's date is January 25th, 2020. So if you got all that information, if you are on page number 62 and the heading on top is green and the broadcast number is 236 and you got part 20 and the broadcast date is 125-20, you got the right outline. Okay, so now, faulty interpretation, pillar number 5. Again, Jensen Franklin claims that the predominant evil spirit slash demon waging war against the church in the last days will be the spirit of Jezebel, who will be accompanied and aided by her demonic children, such as pornography, lust, and all the other ones that he mentions. All right, question number 1. How many times, and you got to put on your thinking cap. How many times is the spirit of Jezebel mentioned in the book of Revelation? How many times? This is a serious question. If you were sitting in my class and I was your professor, this would be one of the questions in the final exam. How many times is the spirit of Jezebel mentioned in the book of Revelation? Now, why am I asking this question? Well, this question and its answer is extremely relevant because it will prove if the spirit of Jezebel and her demonic children are indeed the predominant evil spirits slash spirits warring against the church in the end times. What is the biblical answer, dear students? What is the biblical answer? How many times is the spirit of Jezebel mentioned in the book of Revelation? Here's the biblical answer. The spirit of Jezebel is never mentioned in Revelation. Never. 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 What is mentioned? The Jezebel referred to in Revelation 2:20 is actually a woman, a false prophetess, and her children are the wicked woman's gullible followers and not demonic offspring, as Jensen Franklin claims. There is no spirit of pornography. There is no... This is a Jensen Franklin invention. When you read the text, and let's go to Revelation. Let's go to Revelation chapter 2. Let's use our coconuts. Let's use our noggins. Let's use our brain. Let's see if we have good reading comprehension. In Revelation 2:20 it says, "Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because you have allowed that woman Jezebel," that woman, not that spirit, "you have allowed that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols." Now, it says in verse 23, "and I will kill her children with death." Who are her children? Her children are her gullible followers. Those who are obeying her heretical teaching and putting it to practice. Those are her children. Demons, first of all, there are no female demons. There are none. You have female queen. You have a king on the throne. You have a queen. In the British monarchy, you have Queen Elizabeth. She happens to be female. There's no doubt that she's female. Why? Because she's married to a man. She's had children, and everyone knows her as the Queen Mother. That's the Queen Mother, not the Queen Father, the Queen Mother. Okay, so just you only have female women. That's all you have. You don't have female demons. Female demons don't exist. And female demons that give birth to little demons, they don't exist either. This is all a creation of Jensen Franklin. So when I ask you how many times is the spirit of Jezebel mentioned in the book of Revelation, the correct answer is never. You cannot find the Jezebel spirit. In fact, you can't find the Jezebel spirit anywhere in the Bible, much less the book of Revelation. Now, this is important. You got to know this stuff. If you said, oh, it's mentioned one time, wrong. Wrong. I can see people now. Teacher, call on me. Okay, you over there, Benjamin. How many times does the spirit of Jezebel appear in Revelation? One time, Professor, in Revelation 2:20. Wrong, Benjamin. Wrong. You sat here for 20 broadcasts and you got it wrong. How could you get that wrong, Benjamin? How could you raise your hand with so much excitement and tell me that the spirit of Jezebel is mentioned once in the book of Revelation? Wrong. It's never mentioned. In fact, it's never mentioned in all of the Bible. So how can something that does not exist be the predominant evil spirit? It can't be. It cannot be. This is another reason why it can't be. It can't be. Listen. Turn with me to Matthew. Matthew. Chapter 9. Let's go to Matthew 9. And this is what the Pharisees said. But the Pharisees said of Jesus, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. Who's that prince? Well, that prince is Satan. That's who the prince is. Satan is the prince or the king of devils. It was Satan back in Jesus' day, and it is Satan today. For Jezebel to be the predominant evil spirit must mean that she had to have dethroned Satan. And Satan has never been dethroned. Never. Absolutely. Satan is still on his throne. Okay? All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 12. And let's look at verse number 26. Jesus speaking says, and if Satan cast out Satan, it doesn't say if Satan cast out Jezebel. No, it says, and if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall his kingdom stand? How shall Satan's kingdom... See, Jezebel doesn't have a kingdom. Jezebel doesn't exist. It is Satan who exists. He's the predominant. He's the prince of devils. Go to the book of Ephesians. Oh, I can't wait to get Jensen Franklin on a debate state. I can't wait to see his stupid look. And remember, Saints, when I go to debate Jensen Franklin, I'm going to have a table stacked with Greek lexicons. I'm going to hand him a Greek lexicon. I'm going to hand him a Greek interlinear, and I'm going to say, okay, tell us what this Greek word means. Read this word. And tell us what it means. And he won't be able to. See, the man is a Bible school dropout. That's what he is. He has no business teaching. He's teaching myths and fables. Okay, in Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 1, and you, Paul says to the Ephesians, have God quickened. You who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein? In times past, You walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit, singular, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. See, my brothers and sisters, Satan is the king of demons. He's the prince of demons. He's the prince of the power of the air. He is up there. That's where demons reside. He's their leader. And not only does he lead among demons, not only is he their prince, but also he is the spirit that is now at work corrupting and making the sons of Adam children of disobedience. That's what he's doing. Turn to Acts, and these verses aren't even in the outline. Acts 26. Let's go to Acts 26. This was Paul's mission. Acts 26, it says, verse 18. I was sent to open people's eyes. And this is Paul speaking. He says, listen, this was my assignment, to open people's eyes. That's what I do here on this show. I open people's eyes, gullible people's eyes, people that are being taken in by Jensen Franklin's lies. My assignment is to write eye-opening books, to do eye-opening shows. So Paul says, I was sent to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, to turn them from the power of Satan unto the power of God. See, it is not, listen, I wasn't sent to turn them from the power of Jezebel to the power of God. No, Jezebel doesn't exist as a spirit. She doesn't. But Jensen Franklin wants you and I to believe, and all his church members, his gullible church members over there at the Free Chapel campus churches, he wants those people to believe that the predominant spirit in the end times is the spirit of Jezebel, which is accompanied by her children, and one of her mighty children is pornography. All right. Question number two, my dear beloved saints, brothers and sisters in Jesus. Question number two, does the book of Revelation reveal which is the predominant evil spirit which will wage war against the end time church? Does the book of Revelation reveal who is that spirit? The biblical answer. While the spirit of Jezebel is never mentioned in the Bible, much less in the book of Revelation, Satan, the prince of devils, is named 8 times in the Revelation. 5 times in connection to churches, and 6 times if you include the name devil in Revelation 2:10. As the book of Revelation clearly reveals, Satan, and not Jezebel, is the principal wicked spirit responsible for leading the charge against God's people. Now, the first 6 verses, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 2:10, Revelation 2:13, Revelation 2:13 again, because he appears twice in the text, Revelation 2:24, and Revelation 3:9. The 6 times that Satan is mentioned. 5 is Satan, 1 is the devil, but the devil and Satan are one and the same. These are the 6 times that Satan is spoken of in the book of Revelation as coming against churches. Okay? All right. Now, then we find that in Revelation 12:9, he is referred to as the great dragon, the old serpent, the devil, Satan. Then again, he's referred to in Revelation 2:20, Revelation 20, verse 2, and then Revelation 20, verse 7. Then I want to look at the sections where he's called the serpent and where he's called the dragon. Okay? All right? So now, you can look all these up. And again, I've already shown you, it's, you cannot dispute the fact that no matter what Jensen Franklin says, there is no spirit of Jezebel mentioned in Revelation 2:20. It's a woman. And for him to make the leap, listen, for him to make that leap, that it's not really a woman but a spirit, that was a leap in and of itself. But then to make the leap that the predominant spirit in the end times would be the spirit of Jezebel is another leap. Why? Because Satan is the predominant spirit. Because if he's not the predominant spirit and Jezebel is, then that means Satan had to be overthrown. There was a coup d'etat in the satanic kingdom. And some way, somehow, Jezebel got control of the satanic kingdom, and now she rules and reigns over demons. That never happened. So now, let's go to the present time. Let's go to Revelation chapter 12. Let's go to Revelation 12. Revelation 12. And let's look at verse 9, because Revelation 12:9 tells us, and the great dragon that was cast out, the old serpent, called the devil and Satan. Notice here the four names of Satan are mentioned. He's called the great dragon. He's also called the old serpent. He's also called the devil, and he's also called Satan. He's one. Those four names represent one of the same entity, okay? Which deceived the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Okay? All right. Now, let's go to Revelation 12:15, because this is where we are present day. Present day. Present day. Okay. So now, Satan is operating in serpent mode, not as a python. Read my trilogy, Spirit of Python Dunce, Spirit of Python Ignoramus, Spirit of Python Retard, so that you can understand that he is not operating as a python. That's nonsense. Complete nonsense. Here we have in Revelation 12:15, Satan is operating as a serpent. What if you read every verse connected to the serpent deceives. Okay, so now this is where we are today. We are right now at verse 15 of Revelation 12 in history, because Satan is flooding the church with heresy and heretics. It says, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood. The term flood in the Bible in numerous places is figurative of an army. So in other words, Satan is releasing an army of what? Well, he's the serpent. Whenever he's a serpent, it speaks of an army of deceivers. If it was the dragon casting out of his mouth, it would be an army of persecutors. We're not being persecuted right now. We're being deceived. We're experiencing the great falling away. We're undergoing the mystery of iniquity is unfolding before our very eyes. People who you didn't think could be deceived are being deceived. The serpent is casting out of his mouth a flood, an army of deceivers, that they may go after the woman. Who's the woman? The woman is the church. That he might cause her to be wiped off the face of the earth by means of this army. Haven't you noticed the black church, how the black church has been given a makeover? The black church has almost been wiped out. The one difference is God, by his mercy, has preserved a remnant. The black church has been tsunamied into apostasy, with its apostate leaders chasing the harlot of Rome, dressing like the ministers of the harlot of Rome, bringing in all of that paganism into the church. That's where we are. But it says in verse 16, and the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed the flood, which the dragon, notice in verse 15, it's a serpent, but now the serpent is changing back into dragon mode because it's not working. The earth is swallowing up this flood or this army. What's happening? Deceivers are being put in the ground, like Robert Shula. Robert Shula was a deceiver. Where is he now? In the ground. There are so many deceivers that the ground is swallowing. The church should have been wiped out. No human being is a match for the serpent. But God in his mercy has preserved a few, a remnant. And the great deceivers of the church, like an Oral Roberts, where is Oral Roberts today? In the ground. Where is Paul Crouch Sr.? In the ground. Many of the deceivers are being swallowed by the ground. So what is going to happen? After Satan realizes that he could not wipe out the church, the woman, then comes the persecution, verse 17, which is future. It's coming. It's already coming. Verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make what? War. Notice, the serpent made war, but it was a war of deception. It was a war of heresy. It was a war in order to give the Christ's church an apostate makeover. When that didn't work, because there are so many of us fighting, there are so many of us contending for the faith, that now the serpent will go into dragon mode, and he will go out to make war with the woman and with the remnant of her seed, those who keep the commandments of God, which is the Old Testament, and those who have the testimony of Jesus Christ, New Testament. Now, what is Satan going to do? What is he going to do? Okay, chapter 13. Once Satan goes into dragon mode, he raises up one beast. Who's the one beast? The Antichrist. Chapter 13, verse 1, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. See, Antichrist is coming. Then, in addition to Antichrist, it says in verse 2, and the beast which I saw, which is the Antichrist, was like unto a leopard, and his feet were like that of a bear, and his mouth was that of the lion, and the dragon, Satan, gave him what? Power. It wasn't the spirit of Jezebel who gave Antichrist power. It was the dragon. Why? Because Satan is still king over demons. It is Satan who rules. It is Satan who has always been and will always be the predominant malevolent spirit against the church. And starting at chapter 13, verse 11, the dragon raises up another beast. It says in verse 11, and behold, another beast coming up out of the earth. This one had two horns like a lamb, but he spake as what? The dragon. He had the inspiration of the... He didn't have Jezebel's inspiration. He didn't speak like Jezebel. No, the second beast, the false prophet as we know him, he has the devil's inspiration, not Jezebel's. My dear brothers and sisters, the most predominant evil spirit from the beginning of time to the end of time has always been Satan and will always be Satan. He's the prince of devils. The spirit of Jezebel doesn't even exist. So for this clown, for this moron, for this imbecile, for this, listen, I don't know what else to call him. For this idiot supreme, idiot savant to say that Jezebel is going to be the predominant spirit is just another one of his fabrications. And you know what? If the Lord tarries and another 6 years go by, in 6 years he'll have another predominant spirit because he's not anchored on the word of God. He is a follower of false teachings. He is tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. He's over here today and he'll be over there tomorrow because he's not anchored by the Word of God. Look at all these scriptures from the beginning of Revelation to the end of, listen, let's go to the end of Revelation. Let's go to Revelation chapter 20. Let's go to Revelation chapter 20. And it says in Revelation chapter 20, verse 7, and when the 1,000 years were expired, Satan shall be loosed, not Jezebel, Satan, not the spirit of Jezebel, not the spirit of pornography, not Jezebel and her children, no. And when the 1,000 years shall be expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and he shall go out to deceive the nations. He's going out again. He's the predominant. What book is this guy reading? Oh, my brothers and sisters, this guy is clueless. And how many of you out there, how many of you tuning into this broadcast, how many of you who happen to stumble upon this series have been saying amen to every foolish thing Jensen Franklin said in this moronic sermon? And boy, were you wrong. Boy, were you wrong to say amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord, preach, pastor, preach. Because the guy is stupid. He's stupid. And that's because he's not anchored to the Word of God. In conclusion, the testimony of Holy Ghost-inspired scripture is clear. Satan, as the prince of devils, has never relinquished his role as principal antagonist of the Lord and his church. Satan has always been and will always be the arch enemy of God and his people. This scriptural fact makes Jensen Franklin a grand and dangerous liar, a preacher slash teacher who should and must be avoided at all cost. Well, my brothers and sisters, that does it for today's broadcast. I will be back in a couple of days to do a summary broadcast, and it is my prayer that you will join me as I give my final closing remarks on Jensen Franklin's sermon, Jezebel's Children. Love you much in Jesus. God bless you.